With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Snow and wind are forecast for New York and other parts of the Northeast as a winter storm brings plenty of Arctic air. The system already dumped snow in Michigan and along the Great Lakes, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. A Trump cabinet member says the administration is taking an active role in cracking down on fraudsters. By some accounts, billions in taxpayer money has been stolen.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says investigators from her agency are on the job in Minnesota. Writing on X, she says they're conducting a massive investigation on child care and other rampant fraud. Minnesota Republicans, meanwhile, are demanding the resignation of Democrat Governor Tim Walz.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. The Justice Department is suing Virginia for providing reduced in-state tuition for immigrants who are in the country illegally. We're a day away from hundreds of thousands of people jamming into New York City's Times Square for New Year's Eve festivities. And Mayor Eric Adams says they're taking security very seriously.
We will have plainclothes, K-9 teams, officers on horsebacks, on our trains, subway stations, and in helicopters and on boats. Pedestrians and vehicle closures will be in effect leading up to and during the event. Securities is everyone's responsibility. Again, see something, say something, do something.
New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges in connection with an incident earlier this month. His lawyer issued a statement saying Diggs categorically denies these allegations. Wall Street is trying to break a two-day losing skid, but stocks are trading lower, down just a fraction. This is SRN News. 2025 saw a devastating revelation from Gallup.
The iconic polling organization reports that in the past decade, the U.S. saw an immense decline in the number of people who still feel that religion is an important part of their daily lives, from 66% in 2015 to just 49% now. Gallup says, quote, such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world poll have experienced drops of more than 15 percentage points in religious importance over any 10-year period. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The Pope says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters that the necessity to respect the sacredness of life. This is SRN News. Travel trouble in the Channel Tunnel. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports that a power outage and a stuck train interrupted rail traffic through the tunnel that connects the U.K. and continental Europe.
Izzy and Jamie Gill are in Paris, waiting to get home to England.
We came for my 30th birthday, and we were supposed to go back on Eurostar, but everything's been cancelled, and we don't know about tomorrow. We have a one-year-old at home with my mom and dad, and we've got sick.
They managed to book a flight, but will have to wait a day.
More artists have canceled performances at the Kennedy Center after President Donald Trump's name was added to the facility. Kennedy Center President Richard Grenell claimed the cancellations were politically motivated and that the center has received inquiries from artists willing to perform there. The White House recently announced that Donald Trump's hand-picked board at the Kennedy Center approved the renaming. More details at SRNNews.com.